target of gang shootouts. Homes are being riddled with bullets, and people are worried. Take's Morgan Downing is live in North Wichita with the very latest tonight.
Wichita police have been called out to investigate three different shootings just over a three-week period. Neighbors we spoke with say they're obviously worried for their safety. Ernestine Burris has called this neighborhood near 11th and North Oliver home for 30 years.
Man, we used to have a peaceful, quiet neighborhood.
Last month, things changed when a shooting took place in the middle of the afternoon while people were outside.
On Mother's Day of all days.
Angela Zachary's husband watched as a gunman fired shots while running through front yards, leaving behind bullet holes in several houses. 2 weeks later, at 1:30 in the morning, another shooting.
It sounded like it was in my yard.
Then a third shots fired call just a few days later. That's three shootings within a three-week period.
This afternoon's shooting comes as Wichita police already had a busy caseload from last weekend.
Three people died in three separate shootings within hours of each other. The first investigation began around 12:30 on Saturday morning when a man who had been shot died after walking into the hospital. Anthony Martinez.
Well, the shooting and the crash happened right here at Edwards and Central on Eastern Morning. You can actually still see the damage caused by Saez when he crashed into this hospital building.
It's scary. This neighborhood is getting worse.
Several neighbors near Central and Edwards awoke to the sound of gunshots on Sunday around 1:30 a.m.
I'm surprised all the chaos I did see with the police. I've never seen that before on other gunshots, but all of a sudden, it was pretty radical.
Police say 56-year-old Stanislaw Saez was in his car when someone walked up and shot him several times.